Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
In this week's AIDS.gov blog post, we continue our discussion about communities of color and new media use. As we mentioned in our last post, after attending the United States Conference on AIDS, we wanted to get a clearer understanding of internet and new media use among communities of color. To learn more, we hosted a webinar, Underserved Populations and New Media Use, for over 100 of our federal colleagues and their grantees. Last week, we discussed a presentation by Far Janmar, founder of Envision Solutions. Our other webinar speaker was Alejandro Garcia Barbon, senior technical advisor to IQ Solutions, Inc. He presented about the Drugs and HIV Learn the Link campaign of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, or NIDA. NIDA's Drug and HIV Learn the Link campaign. What is it all about? The campaign designed their first public service announcement, or PSA, text message, to reach young African-American women with information about non-injection drug use and HIV. The PSA's success led to the creation of a PSA to reach young Hispanic women. The result was After the Party, a PSA available in both Spanish and bilingual English-Spanish versions, about a young woman who receives an HIV-positive diagnosis. The campaign's website has resources for teens on HIV and drugs, along with 5 webisodes that continue the story of the characters in the PSAs. They use other new media tools, like MySpace, as a means to distribute and promote their messages. Stefan Perez, a registered nurse who works with the Latino community in San Francisco around HIV, told us, "I encourage my clients to reflect on the impact of alcohol and drugs in their lives. This site helps to reinforce these messages. The use of new media tools like MySpace to further promote the campaign reaches many young Latinos where they are already spending time. How can I use these tools to get ready for the National Latino AIDS Awareness Day, or NLAD? October 15th is National Latino AIDS Awareness Day. In anticipation of this important day, consider sharing the Drugs and HIV Learn the Link resources with your colleagues and friends. And check out another campaign targeted to Hispanic audiences, the SOY, or I AM, project, a joint venture between Univision and the Kaiser Family Foundation. SOY tells the stories of individual Latinos living with HIV, another example of using new media to start conversations, reduce stigma, and link people to important information and resources. What are lessons learned for programs wanting to use new media tools to reach underserved communities with HIV messages? First, tell a story. By making the characters and their actions realistic and relevant to the lives of their target audience, like Hispanic women and young African-American women, the NIDA campaign draws the viewers in and makes them care about the content. Second, have good content. A good story isn't enough by itself. The information has to be accurate and link the viewer to the additional resources they may need. And third, be flexible. By using a variety of formats, webisodes, radio and TV PSAs, print and online materials, including some that are effectively accessible without a broadband internet connection, and market them in different ways. The NIDA campaign responds to the reality of where its audience gets information and how they want to receive it. With just 1 week to go, it's also time to register your NLAD event or find one to attend. And stay tuned next week for more on using new media to reach the Latino community and the Latino Commission on AIDS. To access the links mentioned in this podcast, please visit blog.aids.gov. Again, that's blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.